come and take me to the river and make me whole. It's down with the old and up with the new. The heart reset my life, take two. Oh Lord, have mercy on this weary soul.
Welcome to Go Yard with Mama Mac, helping you to hit a home run in life when you feel like striking out.
Hey everybody, this is Go Yard, and we are so glad you're joining us tonight. And I'm Mama Mac, and with me is my co-host every week, sitting right here, Dr. Angel Falzoni. Welcome, Dr. Angel.
Oh, thank you.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. Did you have a busy week?
Oh my goodness.
Which might contribute to why we are going to do this show tonight. This show is going to have help every single person that listens, isn't it?
It can apply to everybody. Yeah. And it does apply to everybody.
Oh, absolutely it does. And so we all have crazy busy lives, and we're going to talk a little bit about that. And some people may be sitting out there going, I don't think life's that busy. We're going to address that too. And we've got a lot of things in store tonight. Last week, we did a show on discrimination in light of everything going on in the news, the family, whatever that religious protection law, exactly. And if you missed last week, catch it on the podcast. And at the end of this month, it'll be on our website, goyard2014.org. But in the meantime, you can catch it on the Tan Talk podcast. And we had a lot of good response from that show, didn't we?
We have. We had a lot of feedback, and a lot of people were happy to see the angle that we took it from, something different than what the news media has been portraying, you know, usually one side and then the other side from very strong opinions. And we kind of just wrapped it around a human compassion.
So. Right. Yes. Growing that compassion. Yes. So that was a great show. So if you missed it, catch it. And we welcome you to catch the shows that you missed on our website, goyard2014.org. And at the end of each month, our webmaster puts all of them from that month on our website, and they are there. All the ones we've done since last September when we began. That's a lot of shows there. All you have to do is open up the website, go to radio broadcast, click it, and there's the show. Pretty easy. So we welcome you to tell others about the show. Go to our Facebook page, which is Go Yard 1340, yes. Isn't it? Yes. There's so many addresses here. And as always, we welcome you to join us tonight on the show. Get involved with what we're talking about. You can call in, and our engineer Chris will answer the phone and direct you in here to where we are. 727-441-3000 is the number. One more time, you can write it down if you have a comment. 727-441-3000. And our new text number comes directly to my phone, 24/7, 365. So you can use it anytime. And that number is 727, because that's our area code around here, 888-4171. Our text number again, 727-888-4171. And we want you to call in or participate in the show, ask questions, get involved. Dr. Angel will answer as best she can.
We'll work on it.
We'll work on it. And so here we go, Dr. Angel. What's the title of this show tonight?
Tonight we're discussing thriving, not just surviving.
Thriving, not just surviving.
You know, I think a lot of us and just daily life, we're just kind of surviving. We're hanging on, and right. We're taking it moment by moment, and we're getting overwhelmed. It's easy.
Easy to be overwhelmed. It certainly is in my life as a busy realtor, pastor, and a lot of other, and radio show host, etc. There's a lot going on. Mama, grandmother, all of those things that we all get involved in, a lot of things in our lives. They're busy.
Absolutely. And just like you said, many of us wear multiple hats.
Right.
You know, we have tons of these hats that we're wearing, and we're trying to juggle them all. And it just feels overwhelming at times.
Sometimes we don't do them justice. And then we feel guilty.
True.
Then we feel more stressed, which is the word of the hour tonight. Stress.
Everyday stress.
Yes.
The everyday.
Everyday,
you know,
stress.
Everyday stress can just be taxing on us.
A couple weeks ago, maybe 3 weeks ago, we did a show on overcoming trauma in your life. We're not talking about that tonight. No, this is different.
This is the everyday.
That show. everyday stuff. That show was all about bad things that have happened, accidents, all kinds of things. This is about everyday stuff that we all live. Everybody can be helped by this show tonight. Every single person.
True, because we all have life's demands. We have demands for our time. We have demands for our energy. We have demands for our finances. We have demands for multiple things. And there's so many things pulling on us. Sometimes we're not even sure which direction we should be going. We have, you know, drop balls sometimes, you know, that phrase where we're juggling. That's what the image I get. You know, we're trying to juggle so much and it's hard.
And sometimes we miss a commitment or we are too tired to fulfill it to the way we really should. And it can be a very hard thing to feel overwhelmed all the time.
True, but many of us are walking around feeling overwhelmed a lot, you know? I mean, from having to pay the bills and just professional deadlines and personal deadlines and professional obligations and our family or our kids or our parents or whatever family that we have. Traffic. Right now here in Florida, traffic is at its worst.
Yeah, this is spring break time in beautiful, sunny Florida.
You know,
it's really
everything
crazy.
Takes like an extra 15, 20 minutes to get from point A to point B, and it's stressful.
It is stressful, especially when you're running late and all of that. So we are talking tonight about this subject because why, Dr. Angel? Why are we taking time to talk about this?
Well, because every one of us experiences these overwhelming stresses in our life.
Okay.
And it plays a big role in our lives. It physically, emotionally, in a lot of ways, it can harm us.
Okay.
And especially the longer we let these everyday stresses get out of control. And so we want to bring it around and just give it the full thought and empower our audience to get this back under control.
Absolutely. So you're saying there's hope?
Oh, there's always
hope. For those
hope.
Out there that are feeling overwhelmed with life in general.
Yes, there's hope. And we want to thrive, not just survive.
Thrive just means, I think it means enjoying what's going on in life and good things coming from things that could be pulling you down, whatever.
Very much. You know, and I think a lot of us has bought in the lie from our culture that we just have to do everything and that we can do everything. And that's
super moms.
Yes.
Super moms.
Super everything. And it's really...
Are you a super mom, Dr. Angel? You have three teenage sons. Are you a super mom?
I try to be the best mom I can be.
There you go.
We can't do everything. We have to prioritize. And so we have to let that lie our culture keeps selling us that you can do everything. You should be doing everything or you're not a good mom or you're not a good wife or you're not a good whatever. And so...
You know, it seems to me, because my kids are grown now and I have grandkids, and it seems to me that back in the day when my kids were little, kids didn't start swimming lessons, let's say, till they were two or three or whatever. You know, seems like everything is gotten quicker. You know, pre-kindergarten, pre-kindergarten, pre-kindergarten.
True. You
know what I'm saying?
And with all that comes tons of obligations.
Oh, yeah.
And there's always things pulling, especially for parents.
Sports. Clubs.
Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, sports, activities at school, activities with church, friends, just play dates and visitations. I mean,
Birthday parties.
And they are productions this day and age.
They are not like they were when my kids were growing up. So I'm really glad that I did not have that birthday, because I've seen it with some of my grandkids and my nieces and nephews' kids, that these are big productions. These are themes. These are sometimes horses.
There can be huge themes.
Huge things.
Huge financial obligation.
Right,
and we may not be able, I mean, it's taxing. Stress, time, energy, effort, money, everywhere around.
And it's that old thing of keeping up with other people's parents, you know, that makes it very stressful for a lot of young families, especially when maybe they don't have the finances to get a big balloon house. I mean, a big blow-up house. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Or whatever.
So it's learning to be a little more creative.
Right.
And so that we can still do something nice, but we don't have to put ourselves in a hole and overwhelm ourselves to do that.
Right.
So creativity can go a long way.
Creativity is interesting. Okay. So stress has a lot to do with how I respond to all the stuff going on that I feel obligated to do. Mm-hmm. Or that I feel overwhelmed by, mm-hmm. or that others are saying, well-meaning people, oh, you need to be doing this. Oh, you need to put Johnny in this club or whatever. It's how I respond to all that that's coming at me, correct?
True. I mean, we may not always be able to control all the life circumstances that life is throwing at
right.
us. Some we can, some we cannot. It just right. is what it is. But we can always control how I'm responding to these circumstances.
Okay.
And so that's where our power is.
Ah, there you go. You are so big about your power, aren't you?
Yeah, I am.
You want to define that for maybe some new listeners that don't know what we talk about when we talk about your power, owning your power?
Well, when we have our power, that's our hope right there.
Okay.
That's where our strength comes from. Because
okay.
we're always going to have life. It's always going to be stressful. We're always going to have these overwhelming things happen.
Right.
But if we can learn to manage it and get on top of it and get our power where we are managing our lives, then
instead of that happening to us,
right, we're not the victims of our life now,
right.
we're thriving and we're
there
not in
go.
The life raft. And you know, I think about surviving, I think
right.
about the swimmer who's got the little ring around him because he just can't keep his head above water,
right?
And that's where we feel we are, but we can be thriving.
So some of you out there right now, you may be feeling that way that Dr. Angel just described, like it's all happening to you. You have no control over everything going on. And you just feel like you wake up every day to a new set of crazy circumstances. And you just want to get off the merry-go-round sometimes. We want to hear from you during the show, 727-441-3000, or text us at 727-888-4171 with your comments. Because, doctor, don't you think this is the way a lot of people feel? If I could just get off the merry-go-round for a little while.
True, and it's tiring to be on this merry-go-round. And it,
right.
you know, when we stay on it too long, it can just take us down.
Right.
And overwhelm us more and more. And so we want to just stop the merry-go-round and get back on top of this.
Okay.
We can do it.
So stress is normal. Everyone experiences
Everybody.
It, mm-hmm. correct? Different degrees, depending on age of your kids, your job, you know, obligations with aging parents. There's so many things that in each stage of life, I've found there are those stressors that come, you know, when the parents begin to age and then there's responsibilities, when the kids are teenagers, when the kids go off to college, when the kids get married and have kids. I mean, there's all the stages in life, or having no children at all. For some people, life then changes also as you get older. And what do, you know?
Absolutely. And so it's normal experience. It's part okay. of being human.
Yes.
We all have it.
Right.
Some stress can be good. And, you know, a lot of times when we hear stress, we just think of this negative
yes, we
connotation.
Do. Right.
And there can be good elements with stress, because stress can keep us focused.
Okay.
It can help us do our best. Like when we have that big project that we need to do and we're really working hard, we're going to be more focused and put more time and attention.
Right.
It will come out better when we're feeling that little bit of, you know,
pressure.
Stress that, yeah, and that's positive stress.
So that's positive, okay.
You know, buying a new house,
right?
You're a realtor,
that's,
you know, that's
right.
stressful.
It's
I
hard
mean,
for people, yes, yes.
The biggest purchase people will ever make in their life.
It's got a lot of stress to it.
But at mm-hmm. the end of the road, it's a very positive
wow.
thing.
And it's usually that process only lasts a couple months or 3 or 4 months, and it's then they're in the house, and then all the fun happens, you know.
True. And so there are positive stresses. And
right.
then we have when stress becomes bad, and that's what people ask me, well, when does it become bad? Stress becomes bad when it's overwhelming our systems for
okay.
too long, and now it's starting to lead to some negative side effects.
Aha. Okay.
So short-term stress in small areas can be very positive. Buying that house, you get over it in a couple months, like you said, or preparing for a big project, or, you know, these short-term things.
Right.
Those can be good stresses because they can keep us on our toes and keep us moving forward.
Okay.
And change in general is always stressful.
It is. Most people don't like it. They they like their comfort zone.
They do. And, you know, change, it's always a little stressful. But
okay.
it gets negative when it's too long and it's overwhelming our system.
So let's talk about how do we recognize, maybe our listeners need to know, how do they recognize if they're really in a stress, you know, stressful time in their life right now? How do they know that?
Well, there's lots of great ways to recognize that. And the first step to managing our stress is to recognize it.
Okay.
So we need to be able to take an honest look of where we at in our life. Maybe even talk to some close loved ones. You know, do you see me doing this? Do you see me doing that? And we're going to talk about that.
Okay.
Self-reflecting at what's causing me to feel overwhelmed. Why am I feeling overwhelmed? What's overwhelming me?
And I think one way, and tell me if I'm wrong, when you put your head down on the pillow at night, if your head is just racing, we're going to talk about sleep, I know, in just a few minutes. But if your head is racing, just blah, 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 and you just can't shut it off, don't you think that's an indicator?
That's a great sign.
I think it is.
You know, I was just talking to someone the other day who was feeling, a mother who has several young children and married, and she was saying how she's feeling like everyone's not carrying their weight and it's all on her, and she's working and trying to be a mom, and I never have a break. And so together, you know, she came up with the idea of, let's make a chart for everyone to have a little bit of responsibility to help her reduce that stress. So she was problem solving it. Great way to handle
that. Absolutely.
But she could recognize, this is why I'm feeling overwhelmed. Right. I'm doing everything.
Right.
And start taking steps to make some
change.
And
a lot of times I've seen people that are under so much stress, and you can tell it because their anxiety level goes way up. Do you want to discuss that, or do you agree with what I just said?
True. Stress definitely is a trigger for anxiety and or depression.
Oh, and or depression.
But we're going to go, that's the emotional side. So let's talk about
the physical
side, because I think that's the side we can recognize quickly, but we don't always connect it with stress.
Okay.
So if you're having lots of headaches, they can be a sign of too much stress.
Okay.
If your muscles are, you're feeling muscle tension and pain, back aches, a lot of unexplained pains can be just stress, because what happens is our muscles tense up, and then they stay tense for too long, and now they're hurting.
Right.
But we're thinking, we're blaming other things for some of these. Chest pains can be stress.
Yeah, it can.
Fatigue, if you're just feeling tired all the time.
Can't ever seem to come out of it.
You just drain. You know, you're starting the day in the deficit, and, you know, the 3 cups of coffee is not giving that pep to your step. You know, you're just dragging.
Right.
Fatigue is a big sign of stress.
Wow. These are physical things we're talking about right now. Some of you need to be thinking about, well, does that apply to you?
True.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Changes in our sex drive.
Okay.
Definitely can be an indicator of too much stress.
Okay.
Gastrointestinal, upset stomachs.
I see that in a lot of people. I've heard that in a lot of people, you know.
Absolutely can be a sign of stress, because that's one of the systems that stress really tends to hit the most.
Okay.
Sleep problems.
Right.
Anxiety, like you said. Getting sick more frequently.
Getting colds too easy.
Getting
constantly
colds.
Picking up anything that's going around.
True. And because stress affects our body's immune system, we're going to start being more susceptible to illnesses. So if you're having multiple illnesses, or you're feeling some of these, you know, headaches constantly, or it may not be your allergies like you've been blaming. You know, here in Florida, we can blame it on our allergies.
Everything on our allergies, yeah.
It may be a sign that you're going through a lot of stress.
So what about the person who starts exhibiting some of these physical things? Go to the doctor. The doctor says there's nothing wrong with you.
True. And if you're having any of these physical symptoms, I'm going to encourage you to first go to the doctor.
Absolutely. And get the tests run.
Make sure.
And then find out. Make sure there's nothing really wrong with you.
Absolutely. Yeah. But if you're still experiencing this, it could be an indicator that we're definitely dealing with a lot of stress.
Do people want to hear that stress is the answer instead of a disease or a problem? I think generally my experience has been they don't want to hear that, because it's hard to fix it. They feel like it's hard to fix it, and we're going to talk about how to fix it.
Well, you know, it's not even that it's hard to fix. Yes, I agree with you, but I think sometimes they feel like it makes them weaker.
Yes, yes.
And it has this, taboo, I can't handle my life.
Right.
Like, if it's, you know, I'm having headaches because, you know, a certain physical ailment, and I can just take this medicine and it'll go away. That's not my control, but my stress.
We feel less guilty about it if it's something that we can put a name on it. It is appendicitis or whatever the case may be, versus this is stress. Because I know a lot of people get that diagnosis from a doctor, and they're not real happy about that. Because as you said, it makes them feel kind of, oh, now what do I do? You know, it almost adds more stress to the stress.
It can. You know, it was funny when I was starting my doctoral program, and there were people who had completed their doctoral program who was talking about how difficult it is and how you're married to a doctoral program pretty much and everything it takes to get that PhD. And one of the ladies who went and spoke with, who had a family, and she's like, I went into this and this was my dream and my goal, but the stress was so intense. She, before she finished her program, they had found cancer in her body.
Oh, my.
And, you know, she firmly believed that, that a lot of intense stresses that she had just trying to be a full-time mother, a full-time student,
wow.
you know, working,
yeah.
contributed. It maybe not have been all of it.
Sure.
But that stuck in me.
Right.
Because there's definitely connections between tons of diseases
and emotional stress. Stuff. Yes, there is, like cancer, bitterness. Yeah, there's
all
a
of
lot
that.
Of stuff.
And
yeah.
so
right.
stress is real. Stress really hurts our body.
It really does.
It doesn't make you weak. It doesn't make you less than.
Right. And you got to recognize it. You mentioned that a few minutes ago, and that point really hit me a few minutes ago when you said, be willing to recognize that your situation is stress, and don't feel ashamed about that or self-conscious, but just recognize that this is a part of life now in the day and age we live in for a lot of people, most people.
True. And we can be proactive if it's stress, because we can control how we respond to our stress.
Right.
And so we just need to learn to do it differently. The way
right.
we're doing it isn't working. It's okay.
Right.
But there is a better
Let's
way.
Let's make some changes.
We have hope. We can do this.
And what's cool, Doctor, is these shows that we do on Go Yard. It's all about hitting home run in life, not striking out.
True.
So the point is, we want to give advice, or advice maybe isn't the right word, give some suggestions
mm-hmm.
about what you can do. Simple changes, small changes. Gradual changes.
True. Lasting change is usually small and gradual.
Small and gradual. Right.
So we're not wanting to make this 180, you know, big, huge, that's stressful, trying to make this huge, big change at one time. So it's baby steps. I like that phrase, when we're making changes.
We're not talking about going out, quit your job and get a divorce. No.
We are definitely talking about just learning to manage things a little differently.
Okay.
And so, you know, some we have emotional aspects to stress. And so when we're feeling restless.
Yes.
Or that almost so restless and that weird, almost, I don't want to call it boredom because we have so much to do, but almost like a boredom restlessness feeling going through us because we have so much to do.
Boredom restlessness.
We don't even know where to begin or start chunking stuff off.
Right. So, we're just overwhelmed. Again, that's what we're feeling. And that restlessness is, I got to do this, I got to do that. I've seen this in so many people through the years, and they start a little project and then they leave it and go to the next one. And all these things in life, they're all unfinished, you know?
They are all unfinished.
Yeah. Oh, we got a lot to talk about. We're going to come back and talk more about that. We're going to give you answers in our second half hour here of what you can do to overcome and to thrive.
Not just survive.
Listen to this, Beyonce.
Megan, an independent ambassador for Plexus, the pink drink. There is finally a healthy solution to help you lose weight. It's a most natural product that will burn fat, not muscle. People around the country are experiencing amazing results, and you can too. Check out my independent ambassador website for my contact info, testimonials, and product information at mkramer.myplexusproducts.com.
Is it time to consider a new pool enclosure or beautiful screen room for your family's enjoyment? Family-owned and operated, Boyle's Aluminum is the place to call for timely installation of all types of seamless guttering and screen enclosures. Boyle's Aluminum is A-rated on Angie's List and with the Better Business Bureau. Check out their website at boylesaluminum.com or call today for a free estimate at 727-504-9354. Mention this ad for a discount on your project. Boyle's Aluminum, treating you like family with honest and reliable service. Prompt professional service is what you will receive when you allow Marcia McAllister of Charles Rittenberg Realty to help find that perfect home or list your home for sale. With over 23 years of experience in the Tampa Bay area, you will enjoy a smooth transaction from start to finish. Call Marcia today at 727-417-0707. Now is a great time to buy or sell a home. Call Marcia McAllister at 727-417-0707.
From the Sunshine State, this is Tampa Bay's TAN Talk.
Everything I have, you can break everything I am. Like a
Skyscraper.
Oh, I love those songs.
Oh, Engineer Chris does a great job. You want to participate in the next few minutes? Just call us. And you can do that at 727-441-3000. We always want to invite you to participate. 727-888-4171 is our text phone number. 24/7, 365. 727-888-4171. And we welcome the Starcom Media audience around the globe. And you can use that text number anytime. It doesn't matter. And that comes directly to my phone. And even if it's not during the show, it does not matter. We want to hear from you, audience, scattered in different countries around. And we're glad you are part of our show now. 727-888-4171 is the text and voicemail phone number. You are listening to Go Yard with me, Mama Mac, and Dr. Angel right here, PhD, licensed mental health counselor, our resident expert, and especially on this subject. I believe you are excellent on the subject of stress. You've lived it. And at a very young age, you were able to get 2 degrees, well, 3 degrees.
Lots of them.
Oh, lots of them. All right. I guess I don't know them all. All right. And raised 3 children who are now teenage boys. And you've accomplished a lot. And you are a person who really understands this subject of stress, don't you?
True. Lived it. Live it. Still live it. And learning how to manage it. And that is the secret.
Exactly. Okay.
Absolutely. So we're talking about the emotional symptoms of stress.
All
in
right.
Our life.
Symptoms emotionally. So you might want to write some of these down.
Okay. So we just discussed restlessness, that feeling of restlessness when we're overwhelmed or stressed. Another one is lack of motivation.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and I have a great example. You know, when my kids were little and I said, go clean your room, and they had tornadoed it, you know, every toy out of every
place.
Right,
sure.
And they just looked at it like dumbfounded at me, like they didn't know how to do it. So they'd sit there and they'd get in trouble because they weren't listening. And then I'd have to go in there and I'd have to step them. Okay, pick up all the Legos, put them in the red bin. You know, they could do one step at a
them.
Time.
I like that concept. Just giving them one step at a time and what to do.
You know, put all the clothes here. Let's pick up all the action figures.
But a lot of parents don't want to do that. They just want to, they want to move on. And so just go clean your room, you know, and then they get mad and frustrated. They don't take the time to step them. You know,
and
teach them.
It wasn't that they weren't willing to comply. They just didn't know how the heck to get out of this pile.
They were stressed and felt overwhelmed.
They did. But here's the deal. Many of us in our adult lives are just like those little kids with their rooms tornadoed.
That's exactly
right. We have so much going on and we're like, how do we do this?
Right.
And so that's what I want to do for you guys is step you through this.
All right.
Let's get you
step us, Dr. Angel. Step us.
So we're going to step on it. Irritability. If you're feeling irritable and you're not sure why or just angry, people are like, oh, you're a little moody. That could be a sign we're under a lot of stress.
Right.
Sadness and depression. We talked about that. We're feeling sad when we're overwhelmed.
Exactly.
Do we have a question coming in?
Yes, we do right now. Let's see what it says. Aha. Here it is. We've got a couple of them. First one. Okay, you know you're doing the right things at work, and they fire you without warning.
Wow.
Whoa. And that to that add to that person you care about doesn't want to talk to you. Stress?
Very much stress.
Exactly. Okay, and so, I mean, I want you to speak to that. And this, the other person, another person says this, depression, feeling hopeless, how do you battle to get through all this? I don't know if this is the same person. Actually, it may be the same person. Looks like it might be.
Okay.
So now you know they didn't answer. They didn't sign it, and that's fine. You don't have to sign it.
Great questions. You know, we couldn't change what happened. You know, and that's some of the stress. Sometimes we have power over it. Sometimes we don't.
Right.
But we do have control over how we respond. And so, taking some deep breaths and regrouping. Maybe, you know, putting ourselves out in the job line again and trying to find another job in a similar line of work, or maybe changing things up a little bit. And if the person we're with isn't willing to talk about that stress with us, finding a friend or a confidant, someone that you can trust.
You got to
talk about it with. And it may not be the person you're with or your partner or your loved one that can handle that. Maybe they can't right now at that point in life. And so it's okay to find someone that you trust that you can talk about that with.
Absolutely.
Because we do need that confidence. And that's very important. But it may not always be the one person we really wish it would be. Sometimes it doesn't work that way. And that.
So we got to be willing to be honest with, I'm feeling depressed. I'm feeling hopeless. I'm feeling really that this awful thing, this traumatic thing has happened to me and I don't know how to get out of it.
True,
you know,
let's face
be
it.
Be honest. I mean, face it.
It was like
right?
a punch in the gut. You didn't
punch
see
in the
it
gut.
Coming and it hit you. And
absolutely.
You're going to feel that
That's
punch.
That's causing a lot of stress.
So take some time to feel it, talk about it with
right.
someone, and then start picking up your power and working to find a new place of employment.
And I think that I would add to that for this person, you do it in like we're talking here, steps.
Mm-hmm.
And chunks.
Mm-hmm.
You don't do it all at once. You
no.
don't expect everything to, because it's almost a shock to your system.
Yes.
When you jump into a pool of water that's way too cold, you know, and there's that initial shock, and then you kind of get used to it. When you've lost a job, when you're depressed, when something's happened, you know, it takes a moment to figure out what's happened and to adjust to that idea.
Absolutely. So you need to take that time. And
right.
like I said, you need to take those feelings full circle and process it. And, you know, it's might be more challenging to trust in another job. This person didn't see that coming. And so it's a loss. And
yeah.
so let's experience that loss. Let's find some people who can be there for us that are able to help us walk through this. And then once we can process that, we can take our power and start working to how are we going to move forward.
And small steps, maybe
small.
Just something for one day and then take
one
some
day at a time.
And rest.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk about that. A lot of times our behavior changes when we're under a lot of stress, doesn't it?
Oh, yes.
We just talked about depression, and that's typical for a lot of people when we're under a lot of stress, depression. But there's other things.
Sure, because
what should we look for?
Well, we should look for anger outbursts when we're, you know, having these like flare outs that just don't warrant the situation.
A flare out.
We're having the flare outs and
all
the
right.
circumstance did not warrant what we did. Using substances, drugs, alcohol,
right.
tobacco, those can be signs that because we're trying to escape from those overwhelmed feelings sometimes.
Exactly.
And so when we're pulling away from social interactions.
Withdrawing into your little
cocoon,
yeah, and fetal
that,
position and...
That's
not
a
good.
Sign that things are getting too much for me.
Right.
And so we're kind of feeling like we're living in that tornado going around and we just have this mess in our life right now.
We need somebody to step us through it,
step
like
us
we were talking
it.
About your kids and the Legos and everything else.
True. Because
step me through it.
Okay. Life can feel like that even when
right.
we're grown.
So for this caller here on the texting, so what's an initial couple steps that we should advise?
Well, the first initial steps I would advise is definitely finding that confidence that we can
talk somebody
about
that
and
you
process
can talk
this
to.
With.
Okay.
And experiencing, you know, the feelings that are going to come with this sucker punch that you just had.
Right.
Because we don't want to ignore them. They're there. It's real.
Right.
We need to experience it so that we can set ourselves free to move forward. Because
right.
until we've gone through that, we're not going to be able to move forward in freedom that we need to move forward in.
Yeah. Okay. Good answer. All right. So some people have angry outbursts. You said a lot of people, you know, turn to substances or
mm-hmm.
whatever just to really just escape, don't
yeah.
you think?
The cope, because it just gets so much.
Some people just cope with binge watching.
Yes, they do. Netflix. The
right.
binge Netflix.
The binge Netflix.
Because
thing.
You know what? Some people just totally start shutting down.
Yeah, they do.
Because it's just. Gets
too much
to be overwhelming, and it's almost like you feel like you can't make progress anywhere, and everything keeps adding up. Then the more you do, and you're exhausted, the more people and more things are getting piled, and you're just getting under a bigger pile of mess.
And you know, I think a lot of people don't want to hear, so that's why you need to find somebody that you can really trust. But a lot of people around you want you to be able just to bounce back, don't they?
Yes.
They just think, oh, you're okay. Pat you on the back. You'll be all right, you know? And the person, this caller, for instance, may not be feeling like it's going to be all right.
And we sometimes don't bounce that quickly.
And we don't bounce.
You know, mm-hmm. when the kids were little and they play sports and they'd get hurt, you know, shake it off. Take
shake
it like
off.
A man.
That's
you know
right.
what? We can't always do that.
That's right.
And so
feel your feelings, correct? Feel them.
But having people, you know, just because someone is sharing that they're overwhelmed with stress doesn't mean I need to be able to fix that for them. Sometimes they just need me to hear what they're going
That's
through.
That's exactly right.
They just sometimes need to get it out.
And I think the fixing it is such a process. It does not happen overnight when you've been traumatized like this caller that we just heard. So much has happened. it doesn't just fix overnight, does
No,
it?
It's not going to fix overnight. And it is a process. And so I think sometimes people expect others to bounce back because they just want it better and they don't know how to make it better for them. And so I'm going to set them free. Your job isn't to make it better if you're the support. Your job is just to hear and listen and be
okay, let's
there.
Go back to that. Your job is not to make it better necessarily, right?
No, it's to be there. Just the presence of being. And sometimes you don't know what to say. I'm sorry. Validate.
Okay, somebody has just written in, what if there's no one to talk to? Or if you talk to someone and all they say is stop feeling sorry for yourself.
Wow. Well, that
wow.
that can be hard.
That can be hard.
You know, the problem is that we don't have a supportive support network.
Right.
And so that's something we need to start building
right.
as a support network. But there can be great places that we can still find some support. There are some great support groups and communities for all kinds of things. It doesn't have to be drug and alcohol abuse. It can just be life is getting overwhelming. There's
right.
great places of people that just are feeling, you know, different feelings that we can kind of, there might be strangers, but it's some kind of support.
Right.
And we need to start working on building a supportive support group.
There you go. So look for, if somebody is responding like that, they're not the person that you should confide in. You should find somebody else, right?
True. You need right. Because we need to have our feelings
right.
validated, but we don't want to sit in a pity party and stay there
Absolutely
for the rest of our
not.
Lives either.
That's right.
So it's a process.
Okay. So let's go to, no matter what circumstances we're going through, how can we thrive through those, doctor? That really applies to this person who's written today.
True. And there are secrets to thriving
okay.
despite our circumstances.
All right. We want to hear them.
So the first big secret is take care of yourself.
Take care of yourself. That's easier said than done. Talk to us
well,
about that.
Well, you know, we often put our needs at the bottom of our to-do list.
Okay.
Which keeps us in a state of...
Especially parents do that.
Surviving. True. Everybody else's needs come first.
Right.
And what I tell people is you can't give what you don't have.
Okay. I like that. Wait a minute. That's a bell ringer. Say it one more time, Dr. Angel.
You cannot give what you don't have. And so if you are giving, emptying, and you're not putting anything in, you're going to run dry and you're going to be done. And it's kind of like that book, The Giving Tree. I don't know if you've ever read it.
I have not.
But it's about the tree that just keeps giving till it's a stump.
Whoa.
I know. Okay. It's a children's book and it's the saddest one ever. But we do that in the human state so often. And we have to fill ourselves. We have to take those filling times and we have to take care of ourselves.
And there's got to be ways we can do that. So tell us how to do it. Give us some ideas, well, Dr. Angel. You're the idea person. We got to rely on you. So talk to us.
Taking up small breaks.
Okay.
You know, I find that if you can take small breaks, you actually have more energy to get more accomplished than if you didn't take any breaks.
All right. What's a break look like?
It can look like anything. You know, sometimes when I'm working, it's taking a lap around the building, going outside for 3 or 4 minutes, just doing something different. Sometimes
right.
it's not even that I'm totally taking a break, but maybe I'm just doing something a little different.
It does help.
It helps a lot.
As a realtor, I work from home. You know, my computer, our office is that way. And then a lot of times I'm on the road. I'm on the road a lot. But the days that I'm in the office all day long doing that kind of stuff, I find after an hour or two of just sitting there and doing all this paperwork, I got to take a break. And I get up, do laundry, mop the floor. I mean, seriously, take the dogs for a walk, anything just to not be looking at that computer screen. And it helps me. I come back, I feel better every time.
And you feel more productive.
Yeah, I do.
You are more productive.
And I am more productive.
And it can be, you know, just taking a little walk. It could be just going and, you know, making yourself a nice cold drink and just sitting down and taking the 5 or 10 minutes to enjoy that.
A power nap. Don't you think getting outside really helps? I know some of our listeners live in horrible climates, so it's not as easy if you're living in an igloo right now and listening to this show to go outside. But for a lot of people, you know, especially this time of year now, it's getting a little better. Just walking down the street and outside, whether you have to put on a warm jacket or whatever, it just does something. Being outside.
That fresh air. It really
fresh
does.
Fresh air
it just
helps.
Feeds your whole body.
It does.
And it's taking care of yourself. So it's taking the small things, taking the time to take, you know, a bath. You know, sometimes we rush through our daily routine and our showers in the morning because we're always hurry. Take the time and just relax.
Right.
Read your favorite magazine.
Right.
These are things to take care of yourself.
Right.
And so those are the things we need to start doing.
But a lot of times our mind says, you don't have time to sit down
or
go take a bath right now or go take a walk right now. You got a deadline. You got to get this done. That pressure that a lot of us feel causes stress.
True. But here's the thing that I teach people how to value me. And if I don't value me, they won't value me.
Oh my gosh, it's another bell ringer. Here it is. Oh, that is huge. And it's not that you teach them by sitting them down. Now, here's how I want you to value me.
True. It's by what you do.
It's by what you do. So, it's how you treat you is how they will treat you a lot of times. I have seen that in my life.
True. And even with like my children in my life, and I know I use my children a lot as examples.
I think it's great that you do. They're wonderful boys, by the way, audience. They are handsome, all three of them, and so well-behaved and sweet guys. Go ahead.
Oh, well, thank you. But, you know, I have to tell them, no, mommy needs a mommy break right now.
Right.
So mom's going to, if I go sit in my room for 15 minutes, or I'm just going to take an extra long shower, or if
right.
They know that's mommy time. Mom needs to have that time, whatever
right.
it is. And it's usually not a long period of time, but I've taught them, I'm valuable. I need my breaks. I do all of this. You expect all this.
I think that's just amazing.
And they've learned that.
So as a mother myself, I think a lot of times mothers and fathers get caught up in the responsibility and the demands that the kid is saying, please go out and play ball with me right now, you know, or whatever the case may be. And we give in to those things a lot of times just to get them to be quiet.
Or we think it makes us a better parent.
Oh, yes, we think it makes us a better parent.
But we really are a better parent when we can take those time out to take care of ourselves.
Take some time for ourselves.
Like, you know, once a year I go on a mommy vacation. I'll go out with a couple friends. We'll go away for the weekend. It's just a chance to rejuvenate. And the
That's
first
cool.
few times, I felt so guilty for, I'm leaving my kids, until I realized I was a better parent when I came
right.
back.
Right.
You know, I felt relaxed. I felt re-energized. I had more to give them. And now I'm like, this is a great thing. It's a gift I'm giving them.
It's a gift. Well, I do that. Go to the beach and stay in a condo every you know, few months for just a couple days or 3 days. I'm a better pastor as a result of it. I'm a better realtor, all of it, better mother, grandmother, because I rest a little bit and just get my mind off of all the pressure.
True.
So it really has. I've learned through the years to do it. It's very important to do it.
And we need to. So we need to take care of ourselves and take those
take
times
care of yourself. Your ones
ourself.
Out there. Yeah.
The next big issue we need to do to take care of ourselves is sleep.
Oh, sleep. Oh, my gosh. And we got a lot to say about sleep. And I don't know that we'll get much further than sleep now on the rest of this show, because this is an important topic. It may have to carry into next week. I told you earlier, before we started the show, I've never in my life have I heard of so many people with sleep disorder.
Absolutely.
It's everywhere.
Huge.
It's got to be a multi-million dollar business.
Oh, I'm sure. If you watch television, there's so many commercials for this sleep aid or that sleep aid.
Oh, my gosh. Go to sleep with this, wake up with this, you know?
Sleep is a big business. And why? Because we're overwhelmed and we're stressed and we're not getting good sleep.
Right. And the REM sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Is so important when you get into that deeper sleep, isn't it?
Deep sleep.
And a lot of times you don't get there because of whatever's going on, you know?
True. You know, I call it hamsters on the wheel. It's like this little hamster in our head that's running around all night and, you know, it's keeping going and we're not getting rest. And so what's going around with that hamster in our head, proverbially, is that we're thinking of what we need to do or what we could have done better or just all these things are going through our heads, you know, maybe an argument we had or maybe an upcoming thing we have or all the things we need to get accomplished for the next day. And our minds are just do.
You know, I agree with that. And I've been the victim of that. I mean, I've done that for years. In real estate, there's always what I get. Oh, tomorrow I got to remember to call so-and-so. Years ago, I put a pen and a paper beside the bed. And when I wake up and have something like that that's driving me crazy, I'll just get up and write it down.
That's a great idea. and I call it the dumping. It's a dumping ground because, and one nice thing is before you go to bed, a great sleep habit is just write down, dump, just brain dump. And
right.
make that, you know, all the things that you don't want to forget, because you're right. It'll just keep going and
Because you're so worried of forgetting it.
Right.
You know?
So your brain doesn't want to let it go. And so what happens, we have this like sleep merry-go-round problem, because when we feel stress, it reduces our ability to sleep.
Right.
Our minds are
sure.
thinking. And
right.
then when we don't sleep, we feel more stressed. And now we're more stressed and we're getting less sleep and we're going around on this vicious cycle.
It's horrible.
Which then makes us more susceptible to getting sick and all that because our bodies aren't able to recover. And so it's a vicious, horrible cycle. And so we need to start cultivating healthy sleep habits.
Right.
Because sleep deficits are not something we can just make up on the weekend.
No.
When your body's missing sleep, it takes it a while.
And these people that think they, and they're proud of it, that they can sleep 4 hours a night and they're fine and, you know, they can't be.
No. And research shows that, you know, an adult needs a decent amount of sleep. And I think it was up to 8.5 hours is what the recommendation is.
Right.
And so we need to start cultivating some healthy habits. You know, a lot of people want to, you know, take the sleep pill and it'll make everything better. But, you know, if we can just change some lifestyles, we don't need to do that.
Right.
And research even shows that the sleep pills don't always give great quality sleep.
Right.
They either work better in the beginning of the night and then we're waking up, you know, way too early, or our brains are starting to come back too early, or the vice versa, where it's taking longer for us to let go. So let's just do some life changes.
Let's make some life changes.
And one of them is trying to have a set, kind of a set schedule for your body. Our clocks work
so
better.
So important. We have a body clock.
Yes.
We really do. My little dog, Bailey, is a perfect example of this. He's almost 12 years old, but from the time I first got him, he was only 6 or 8 weeks old, he would start an what I call the all-body scratch at 6:10 or 6:12 every morning. He still does it all these years later. Rarely does he miss it. His body knows. Now, when the time change happens, he gets a little confused for a couple weeks, but then he gets back on target, you know? And if that can happen with a dog, you know, and he wants to go out, and of course, then he gets Zoe, my other dog, up, and they want to go out at 6:10 or 6:12. That's fine. I need to be up anyway. So, but it's a routine.
And our bodies do have these cycles, and we, you know, so with the better that we can kind of make a bedtime schedule, having sleep schedules, the better we'll get, our quality of sleep will improve.
Absolutely. It's so good. It's so important when you have kids that they get in bed at a pretty decent same time every night type
Very
thing.
Very true for kids. And when I work with parents who have kids who have behaviors off the chain, my first question is, do you have a routine for sleep?
Right.
So, and as adults, it's the same thing. It throws our bodies off balance. And so trying to figure out a nice routine that works for our days and our schedules is important.
Right. Absolutely.
Turning the electronics off 2 hours before bed.
Yeah, it's 2 hours. Seriously.
2 hours. I'm serious. Going to sleep.
How can you do that? I mean, a lot of people go to bed and go to sleep with the TV. I mean, that's what they do.
They do. But the problem is that's, it's giving off that it's messing with the melatonin and our brain, and it's throwing our sleep off.
Wow.
And so it's just a bad habit for sleep.
Wow.
I hear you.
Well, Monday night was the Final Four basketball game. It was just great basketball game. And I mean, I was pumped up watching Michigan, and I mean, not Michigan, no, Wisconsin, Wisconsin and Duke. And I mean, it was a great game. And afterwards, I realized I was so tired. I had such a long day, but I couldn't go to sleep. I mean, seriously, that's a perfect example. I was just like, bang, you know, like, and so I turned on, you know, TV, trying to watch something to try to get me sleepy. It did not work all night long because I was, was Wisconsin going to come back? You know, and it was just way too stimulating.
Exactly. It stimulates your brain. So you want to do things to help cultivate your brain starting to wind down.
Right.
So some great things to do before bed is like make those daily lists for the next day, or brain dump, or read something that you enjoy reading. That's a great self-care skill. And it's also a great sleep habit to let your brain start shutting down. Put that phone away. Don't sleep with the phone right next to your bed so you're checking it all night. Don't do that. That's a bad sleep habit.
Right.
Reducing our caffeine intake. Obviously, caffeine stimulates us and keeps us awake.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so,
yeah.
And then there's even some little things like drinking warm almond milk has been found to help.
Drinking warm almond milk.
Help
people
with sleep. Or
that sounds gross, but
I know it does kind of. But it's really not because I like almond milk. But chamomile teas, taking a nice warm bath or shower.
Sure.
Just those things to wind our bodies down.
Because if we do go to bed that keyed up, it's hard to get to sleep. I agree.
Our hamsters in our head will keep going and we won't get good
Dr.
quality
Angel,
sleep.
You know, we have so much more we need to talk about on this. You know what? This has got to go on till next week. We have way too much more quality stuff that we want to talk about on this whole area of thriving and not just surviving in our daily life. Don't you think?
Oh, there's so much to
this. So much more. And the sleep aspect of it is more too, you know?
True.
Healthy sleep and why your body needs that. I mean, there's just a lot there to talk about. We want our listeners to hit home runs in life. We want them to come away from always feeling like they're defeated, you know? And this person out there who wrote all these texts tonight, you know, we hope that you took these suggestions and we are really thinking about you and what you're going through. And hopefully we'll have some more ideas next week that are really going to help you. We're winding down here, Dr. Angel, but you have just some overall comments on this subject you think that would help our listeners.
Well, I have some challenges for our listeners.
Okay,
remember,
let's hear
some challenges.
Remember,
we talked about lasting change is small change, and so we're going to chunk up. So this week, I want everyone to take one thing that they do for themselves every day. It doesn't have to be a long thing. It could be a 10-minute thing, but one thing every day that you're going to do for yourself.
Oh, you mean something new that they need to do?
Something new that we're going to use as self-care. If it's you enjoy knitting, maybe you might want to knit for 10 minutes or read your favorite magazine or go for a walk or take that luxurious shower or bath that you don't usually take the time to do. Something
self-care.
For self-care.
Whoa, I like that. And I like the fact that you're giving them homework, doctor.
Of course, because
yes.
We want change.
We want change.
And change doesn't come without action.
And it also doesn't just happen overnight, which we made that point over and over again tonight. So this is a life-changing subject. And sometimes we say that about our shows, but this particular topic, I believe, can change your life. It really will if you'll just, you know, pay attention to all this, you know?
Absolutely.
And you can go back and hear this show. It'll be on the podcast on tantalk1340.com by tomorrow afternoon. And then at the end of the month, it'll be on our website. So you can just go to the tantalk1340.com and listen again and really get some ideas. Final thought, Dr. Angel Falzoni.
Well, there's a great quote. If I am not good to myself, how can I expect anyone else to be?
Oh, my gosh. Another bell ringer. One more time, doctor. Say it one more time.
If I am not good to myself, how can I expect others to be?
All right. With that word of wisdom, we are out of here. Dr. Angel?
Everyone do your homework and have an amazing week.
All right. Do your homework and have a great week. And this is Mama Mac, and we will see you next week on Go Yard.
Good night.